Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As the 3D printing industry has continued to grow, our next guest, while working for a digital marketing company, noticed a need for a more user-friendly 3D design platform. So he started his own company to address that need. He put a team together, got the design platform up and running, and suddenly attracted seed capital from big investors around the country, including from SCRA in our state. John Carrington is founder and CEO of Zverse, based in Columbia, South Carolina, and today he's in our studio. John, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell us how it all got started.
6 years ago, there was a hype cycle around 3D printing, and I came to become aware of these machines that could manufacture parts just from a 3D file. And so I thought that was really intriguing. Went out and bought a 3D printer myself. Quickly found out that creating 3D CAD files that were useful was really challenging. Led me to believe that there was an opportunity if we could solve this content creation problem and make a faster path from an idea to a 3D printed part at the time. And so we started a company in 2013, really got our start as a full-service design to 3D print service bureau, and learned a ton over the next few years, and then began work on developing a platform that really solved our own problem as the business was growing. Then in recent years, took that platform out as its own product for companies who are also providing 3D print services.
How are you finding your customers? Do you have a sales team?
So we have a small sales team, but I lead most of the sales efforts. What we've done is partnered with really large companies. Our customers, which are called on-demand manufacturers, you can go to their website, upload a CAD file, and they'll tell you how much it will cost to produce that file, whether it's 3D printed or injection molded or however you want to get it produced. But if you don't have a CAD file, they just tell you, you know, thanks, but come back when you have one. One of our partners in particular rejects 45,000 opportunities a month.
And they direct those to you?
They use our software to now be able to provide design services to them.
So they're not rejecting as many anymore?
They're not rejecting any anymore. They're now converting these missed opportunities into production customers.
Well, walk us through putting the team together and finding, I'm assuming, the right software engineers to put this together.
So I started in, like I said, in 2013, just myself in 400 square feet of office space, brought on a design engineer, some computer engineers as well. My chief data scientist I found at University of South Carolina, who was doing his PhD work there, who helped develop our algorithm, our machine learning algorithm, to predict design time for CAD data. In 2015, we were able to attract our first really institutional venture capital round. Prior to that, we were able to raise seed capital from local investors. In 2015, we raised our Series A venture capital round, about $3.5 million, which included 3D Systems, which was the largest manufacturer of 3D printers in the world, which helped a lot. And since then, we've raised, you know, in total about $8 million, which has enabled us to invest in more developers and our algorithms and designers as well.
And so in the early days then, you were self-funding the rent and the salaries and the furniture?
In the very early days, myself and one other partner. So the money is very important, but what's more important is who you get the money from. First outside investor had taken two companies public, led multiple large manufacturing companies. And
so I know my listeners are going to want to know, okay, so how did you get in front of this person?
Well, I had known him for some time. He was a mentor to me.
So connections make a world of difference.
Absolutely. As a founder of a company, a technology company that is out raising money, I mean, a big part of your job is networking to the right people. And in South Carolina, raising venture capital is really challenging. There's not a lot of deal flow in South Carolina, which leads to fewer companies coming out of here, but it's kind of a chicken and the egg scenarios. I've probably pitched to, I don't know, hundreds of investors over the last few years all across the country.
And so have some of these investors tried to pull you out of our state and send you to California, New York, Austin?
No, they haven't. Many of these investors come from the Southeast region. You know, there is some advantages to being here in South Carolina. And so we've been able to attract really talented people who, you know, want to be involved in a technology startup, experience that sort of environment and organize chaos at times.
Well, John, thanks so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thanks for having me.
John Carrington is founder and CEO of Zverse, based in Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us through links to our social media network, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.